Will Schofield. In fact, he is on the line now, West Coast star. Welcome to you, Will. Great to have you on.
Yeah, Dwayne, how are you, mate?
I'm good. I hear you're coming to Melbourne to set up camp. You guys, West Coast and Fremantle, might have to come here and play a batch of games. Have you heard that story?
Is that happening? It seems to be... things change every day at the moment, so I'm living a little day by day.
It's not happening, but it's been thrown up as an option if your borders, if your border controls don't change to the fact that you guys can fly in and fly out, you might have a situation where you're going to have to stay away for a little while. What's the feel in WA? Is it the feel that in 6 weeks' time, when we finally get this AFL season up and running, that the border controls that are in place at the moment might have changed and you might be able to fly in and fly out?
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a difficult one because, it, like I said, it's just a moving pace. So I think if you have too strong of an opinion on how the border stuff's going to work or how hubs were going to work, you know, it's the next day they're gone and pretty much any thoughts you had have got to move on pretty quickly. So, look, over in the West and our club in specifically, we're just trying to be flexible and you know, move with the punches a little bit and, well, we want to play footy and we'll do as much as we can to make that happen. So we want to obviously stay within the medical and advice and government advice, but we want to play footy. Like, we're footy players. So we'll do as much as we can. I think we're pretty well placed to travel as a team. We do it the most in the comp. So if that's what it takes, then, you know, we're happy to. We want to play some games for the fans and for ourselves.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it is going to change. The border controls, you would think, would change in 6 to 7 weeks. So, yeah, making a comment on what it's going to be like in 6 to 7 weeks is pretty difficult, and I get that 100%. What is happening right now is you're not allowed to train in groups of 10. What are you doing, Will, when it comes to getting together with your teammates?
Yeah, look, we're still trying our best to train at that elite standard, but yeah, as it is every off-season, it's very difficult to replicate what you can do in a team setting. So, We're trying our best. We've got programs we're trying to follow and, you know, sticking in our pairs and getting out for a kick with different guys and trying to stay connected as a team. Because in the end, you know, you can be as fit as you like, but our game is a wonderful game because it's a team game. So we're really missing that team aspect and being around our teammates. So we're trying to do as much connection exercises as possible, stay connected over the phone. And obviously, the restrictions have eased a little bit over here with the 10 people gathering, so we can actually see a few of the guys, but it's been difficult to train, but we're doing our best.
You guys do have the disadvantage of having to travel every second week. Are you a bit perplexed, you guys, that you're not at least giving some sort of compensation advantage by being allowed to train in groups of 10?
No, I wouldn't say perplexed. I would just say, probably as I said at the start, just try to keep rolling with it. You know, like you said, we do travel a lot and, you know, we probably face a few different challenges than other teams, but that's the lay of the land for us. So it's probably a good thing. I think, you know, with the uncertainty, we probably do play with a fair bit of uncertainty regularly. And I think it's probably been a strength of our team, specifically in the last couple of years, is playing through those times where we might lose players through injury or different things with scheduling or anything like that. So I'd like to think that no matter what happens, we can put up with it. And yeah, you know, I hear a lot of chat about the Victorian based, you know, metrics, but it is what it is. It's fine. We're all big boys. We can handle it.
Good attitude. I like it. Hey, can you chat in groups of 10 though? Can you have team meetings in groups of 10? I know you're not allowed to train, but what about getting together just for a coffee?
Yeah, look, it's a little uncertain, and we're trying to, I guess, first of all, follow the medical and government restrictions and advice, but also play again within the AFL restrictions. So, I mean, we're not meeting in groups of 10. I think we're sort of been advised to wait for the rest of the comp to catch up a little bit. So we're staying connected as much as we can over the phone. And you know, there'll be times where you bump into someone in a, you know, getting a takeaway coffee or things like that. We're probably dictated to more by just normal social distancing and government regulations that everyone in society is following more so than the AFL stuff. So we're just trying to play by the rules and get through it. And, you know, ideally it'll start opening up a little bit and we'll be able to get get back to doing what we do best, which is play footy. But it's just been a strange time, which it has for everyone. It's not specifically for the AFL, obviously.
So when would the soonest be that you think you would be ready specifically to play a game? How many weeks away from being at that level?
Me specifically, I'm probably a little different to most guys. Position I play and age and time in the game, I can probably get myself ready a little quicker than some. That's probably saying I'll work a little smarter than harder these days. But, yeah, look, I think we'll be able to flick the switch pretty quickly. Like I said, the boys have been training in the individual programs for, you know, since we've been off. So you won't have guys just have been sitting around for 6 or 8 weeks. We've been training and we're just missing that really, I guess, elite edge stuff, that top 10% that you miss when you train with a group of elite athletes. That's what we're missing. But as soon as that, you know, go ahead gets given, we can train together again. I wouldn't think it'd be too much longer than 3 or 4 weeks that we could kick a game straight off.
Yeah. What are you? You're way too rational. So many people coming through on the text saying that you're not making excuses. You're very rational and you've got a pretty level head, which is fantastic to hear in many respects. But you're not providing the Victorian papers with many headlines. What are you going to do when it's over? Are you going to coach? I think you'll play your 200th game this season. You're on 190 now, so the reduced games this year might make that tricky, but you should get there. What are you going to do when it's over?
Yeah, unsure. 200 games it's not really been on the horizon for me. I mean, games is great and ticking them along has been fantastic, but especially the back half of my career, I've just really tried to be a good team man. So the games have probably started slimming out a little bit, and that's okay. We've had a great defensive group at West Coast, and it's been difficult to get a game at times. But, yeah, if I got to 200, that'd be fantastic, but it's certainly not a priority. Flags and winning games of footy are mine, to be honest. After footy, I'm sure I'd love to do a bit of media. I've dipped my toe into it a little bit over the last 18 months and really enjoying some of the work I've been doing. But, yeah, in terms of the rationalness that you spoke about, I try to be rational. I try to just be common sense approach to most things. I do get pretty sick and tired of some of the coverage that happens in the media, to be honest. I think it's sensationalist and a lot of headline-driven stuff that you would have seen of late. That frustrates me as a player. It frustrates a lot of players. So if I did step into the media, I'd certainly be trying to just keep a level head about it and have honest conversations. I think everyone can appreciate that from any level, really.
Yeah, you won't last in the media. You've got to be more of an extremist than that, T. doesn't get you enough cut through. Hey, you're 31 years of age now. Your months of rest that your body's had, do you think that's going to help you? Is 2021 still an option for you?
Yeah, it's interesting. I had a bit of a chat to Simo over this break at stages that, you know, that's a potential upside of for a lot of older guys around the comp is, you know, I certainly thought about hanging the boots up last year and I've gone around again and got through a pre-season and thought my last pre-season was over and done with, and we seem to be back in the midst of one again. But, you know, my body's feeling great. Yeah, I've had a little bit of a break. I had a few feet things going on just before we broke up, so it's been a good time for me to just recover and get those right. And yeah, I feel really good. It's potentially an upside, I think, for a lot of older guys around the comp that potentially they go another year when maybe this was their last. But we'll see. I think the standard of comp will ramp right up as soon as we get back to playing games. So although I feel good now, probably 6 rounds into a you know, modified season, I might be saying differently, but we'll see. I feel good.
Great to have a chat to you, Will. I know you've run out of time and we've got to get an ad break away. Before, just in a word, there was a stage of that grand final where you would have been leading the Norm Smith voting, surely.
Yeah, in a word, definitely. I ask Luke Shuey every day if he just dropped the Norm Smith off of my house. And yeah, I'm still yet to receive it. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. You did star. Absolutely, you star. Will Schofield, West Coast Premiership defender, joining me for a McCafe coffee catch-up. Head to a McCafe drive-thru. Grab your favourite barista-made coffee today. We're drive-thru people at McCafe. We're coffee people. Good Geelong college-raised guy, Will Schofield, and doesn't he show some intelligence there? A break. More of your calls after this.